It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
In today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, a girl named Belsey is on the phone because Belsey wants to taste some forbidden fruit.
Oh, hello, Belsey.
That's right. Some forbidden fruit has just come on the market, and she wants herself some Trevenberry. Some Trevenberry pie. If you don't know what Trevenberry is, Belsey's about to tell us. What's up, Belsey? How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good.
Oh, she does sound hungry. Hey. I can hear it in her voice.
Can't wait to get some Trevenberry in your life, huh?
When you say it like that.
Thanks for agreeing to do the Awkward Tuesday phone call today. Why don't you tell everybody what I'm talking about?
So there's a guy that I really like, and he's now available in the market. He's charming. He's tall. He's handsome. He has blue eyes.
Oh, my God. You say on the market as if it literally is a grocery store full of men.
Pretty much. He's like fresh produce that's been put to the front of like the fruit stand.
Oh, dang.
And his name is Trevin.
Okay, there you go. That's what I was trying to get at.
Trevenberry.
The people who are just tuning in are like, what the hell are they talking about? So there is a guy named Trevin that Belsey is interested in, but there is an awkward situation, and that's why she wants to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today.
Yeah, so I need advice because the problem is he used to date one of my good friends.
Whoa.
How long did they date?
3 years.
What?
What are you talking about?
He was dating my friend for 3 years, and they just recently broke up.
Are you, like, the worst friend in the world?
No, I'm not. It's a girl part. And to feel like we have chemistry and we've always had really good banter, so I don't know how to approach it.
What? Wait, like, what kind of friend status do you have with this girl?
She's one of my really good friends, and they just broke up after 3 years, but she said they grew apart.
Man.
So
what?
It's not like they have residual feelings.
How long ago did they break up?
A month ago?
A month.
Doesn't even matter.
What are you talking about?
You
what
did?
Kind of girlfriend are you? No, you, what?
That's why I'm like, oh, that's what I'm calling you guys for advice.
Bad idea.
And
there
so,
goes your friendship.
In your Awkward Tuesday phone call today, you want to call your friend and ask if you can date her ex-boyfriend named Trevin.
Well, no, I want to call Trevin because I want to know if he even likes me at all, and then I can approach my friend.
Oh.
This is so shady. This is so shady. Were you flirting with him when they were together and having fantasies about this?
I mean, I wasn't flirting with him, but I feel like we have a natural flirtation and a natural chemistry.
So you want to ask him if he's available to date and if he would be interested before you let your friend know?
Yes, because I don't want to look like an idiot to her and say it for no reason.
Do they still talk? Do her and her ex-boyfriend still talk?
Not really.
Okay, so...
But, I mean, they were together for 3 years. I can't even imagine him thinking this is a good idea. Like, I don't know, as a guy, would you ever want to date someone that was best friends with your ex?
Depends if she's hotter than my ex. And the answer is absolutely.
Oh my God, you guys.
Life is short, right? And if I never try, I'll regret not trying. So I just need to know, you know?
When he was dating your friend, did you feel like he might be kind of into you too? Or is this going to be completely...
Sometimes I thought he was into me. And I was like, it's just us having natural good chemistry as friends. I wasn't sure. So I guess all this time I've been wondering. And I just want to know for sure if he's into me or not. And then I can, you know, go for it or not.
How would you feel if the tables were turned and this was your friend doing this to you?
I know it's not the best situation, but if I grew apart from my boyfriend and I thought he would be a better match with one of my friends, I would give them the blessing.
Hey!
And you know your friend better than any of us. Would she react the same?
I hope so. I'm not sure. I think maybe she might be upset at first, but then in the long run, she'd be happy for us.
Yeah, when she goes to your wedding, it'll be all good.
I know it sounds weird, but it's happened before, and I'm probably not the first person who's ever wanted to do this.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say to him? Hey, I like you.
Hey, I know you recently got out of a relationship, and I just want to know if maybe you and I could go on a date to see if anything's there.
Hey, that's actually not bad.
That's not terrible.
Is that good?
Did you guys talk a lot before, or is your phone call going to be a complete surprise to him?
He probably doesn't even know I have his number, so it would probably be a surprise.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's great. That'll be nice and awkward. What advice are you hoping to get from us before you make your phone call?
I guess what I should say and what I shouldn't say.
Okay.
Like, should I ask him out right now, or should I just gauge to see how he feels?
I think I'd like to hear you just gauge to see how he feels. To see, yeah. I just want to hear the awkward flirting with you guys for a little while before you ask him out.
I don't think we should do any of this. This is hurting me.
I like it.
All right, we're going to play a song, come back, and have you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on.